3. Wake up the kids. Take a shower. Morning. B93. Celebrity gossip. On the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, the rain's going down in the wood. I mean, Hollywood, what's trending on this Wednesday, June the 5th?
Trending now.
Well, let me tell you who they say has struck up a little bit of a flirty flirt relationship.
Wait a minute.
I'm like, okay, this is one that I don't hate. Demi Moore and Joe Jonas.
Wow.
Okay, so there's 27 years difference between them. She's 61, he's 34.
Wow.
But they reportedly have struck up a flirty friendship. One source claims, yeah, it hasn't turned physical or anything. Still in the very early stages. But they met through mutual friends at the Cannes Film Festival, where Demi was hyping her new horror movie, Substance. They're said to be flirty, and, you know, they've exchanged numbers, and, well, they, you know, they're in the business, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Come on. Demi Moore, 61, arguably the hottest grandmother in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Because she is a grandma.
I mean, let's be
recently,
real.
Recently, her eldest daughter had a baby.
Well, I mean, Jonas better do the 1, 2, 3 and me. She might be his grandmother.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Stop.
I'm just saying.
Well, and the thing is, they are both very single. But no, I mean, this is one where you're like, dude, you are crazy if you don't snag up Demi Moore. I mean, let's be real. And the age difference.
I can't
get
beyond the age difference, though. I'm sorry.
Well, but he's in his 30s. He's 34 years old. He's a grown man.
She's 90.
Doesn't look her age.
Come on.
I don't know. This one, I'm not mad at. I'm not mad at this pairing.
If he needs to be babysat, then yes, I agree.
But listen, I mean, to me, Joe Jonas does look older. You know, he doesn't have none of the Jonas Brothers have a baby face to me.
Right.
They're all, you know, they have a lot of hair on their head and
she
faces,
is how old
eyebrows.
Again?
She's 61. Stop. You need to get past the age difference.
He's 34?
And he's 34.
So when she was 30, he wasn't born. Okay, I got you. So he was 1, she was 31.
Don't put it in perspective like
okay.
that. Just appreciate it for what it
no.
is. I like it.
I don't.
Trending now.
Well, get ready. Alec Baldwin and his Baldwinitos is what his wife calls their family. They're getting a reality show.
I'm shocked that this is even happening.
I mean, with the kind of lawsuits that he's got going on, he
still
hasn't settled all of his kind of court issues.
Like, they're going to do a reality show.
Hi, I'm Ilaria Baldwin.
And I'm Alec Baldwin.
And we have an announcement to make.
We're inviting you into our home to experience the ups and downs, the good, the bad, the wild, and the crazy. Home is the place we love to be most.
You say we are the Baldwin. We are the Baldwin.
No, we are.
We are the Baldwins.
Yeah.
And we're coming to TLC.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I really don't want to watch that. What the heck's happening? Who's yelling?
Hey, you heard little Rebecca in there being all bossy. She's like, no, we got to say it all at the same time. We're the Baldwins.
Wow.
Mind you, you heard Alec, his wife, Hilaria, and their 7.
Yeah.
Children, they have 7 kids.
Okay.
Wow. Who range in age? By the way, if I had you take a guess, how old would you say the oldest kid is of the 7?
Oh, of the 7?
Yes.
What? Maybe 11?
Yeah, you're closer than I thought. I was thinking one of them was a teenager by now. No, they range in age from 10 to just under 2 years old.
I mean, they're youngins.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, there's no word on when. You know, it'll all take place. It'll all go down. But they're saying definitely on TLC and definitely sometime next year. So we're not getting it anytime this year. So, Leo, you don't have to witness the train wreck because we already know you said you won't. But, yeah, this is going to be quite the interesting show. And I'm telling you right now, TLC loves to do this.
Yeah.
They love a big family. And
they
especially
do.
If they're celebrities, they're like, bring it on.
That's crazy.
Interesting.
Okay. There you go.
Trending now.
How about Shaboozy share story about appearing on Beyonce's Cowboy Carter? Hey, watch out.
Well, my manager said the other day it's part delusion, you know?
it's definitely just like just being that bit of a dreamer to just be like, man, like with this new project, you know, I got back with one of my old producers and we just, you know, I told him, I was like, yo, I want to make this project really, really, really inspiring. I was hearing some of like the more recent like songs on the radio. Like I think I heard Harry Styles As It Was.
And oh, yeah.
You know, for something on radio to just feel like vulnerable again and like kind of classic in a cool way, it's time to make like, you know, like people are being vulnerable again. So I kind of wanted to, you know, give it my own version of that.
There you go.
Hey, I like that.
Yeah, not mad at Shaboozy making lots of noise.
Oh, he is. He has. He's doing it.
He's got probably what is now, at least for the theme of the summer right now. We'll see.
Yeah, you're right.
Wow. Crazy.
Now, you know what's up. Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway, Odessa.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.3 out. Join Leo and Rebecca this week as we celebrate 23 years of them waking up the Permian Basin, leading up to Leo and Rebecca's final show on Friday, June 14th.
Boom! That's right. Final show is next Friday.
Unbelievable. Wow. By the way, excellent job to our voice guy, Beal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, thank you, Beal. He turns it over to us. That was good. He's so good.
He is good.
Such a talent. Stuff like that, I'll miss the little things.
We will miss that. We will miss that. All right, it is the countdown to our final show. Of course, yesterday we did make a big announcement that we will be leaving the morning show after 23 years, and we're still numb from it. Wow.
But and, you know, the crazy thing is you and I talked about off the air, all the love and support and text messages and phone calls and Snapchats and Facebook Messenger that we've received is overwhelming.
You guys rock.
Man, the nice messages people have to say and the well wishes. Thank you.
They're definitely.
Gosh, it's such a great feeling.
They are felt in our hearts.
Yes, without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
But for now, you're still stuck with us.
The show rolls on.
Thank you. The show must go on.
So people on Instagram have been ripping into a psychiatrist in L.A., for saying that moms shouldn't have to return their shopping carts at grocery stores.
Oh, what?
Yeah. You
okay.
know, there are two type of people in the world. Yes. People that return the shopping carts to their rightful place and those that don't. And neither are right and wrong. I'm just saying there's two type.
Well... And I don't know if I ever shared with you, but I think this went down a couple years ago, and I learned the hard way.
You know what? You told the story, yes.
Put it back.
You said one day that you just didn't put it back.
I didn't.
You know, sometimes you just forget.
I'm just like, oh, I got all my, you know, whatever, all my groceries, whatever. Close my door, lock my car, whatever. And I didn't put it back. And went to my car, and it happened to be a West Texas, not windy, but breezy day.
Breezy day.
And the cart went into the, you know, parking lot. It went rolling, and it hit the back of some guy's truck.
Okay.
And I thought I was going to die that day.
No!
I thought I was going to die that day.
There was some parking lot rage.
And I'm like, no. And here's the thing. I owned up to it immediately. I'm like, my bad.
Yeah.
My bad. I'm sorry.
Well,
here's the thing. The particular grocery store at the time that I went to didn't have the parking lot returns. I would have had to walk all the way
back.
So I'll own it. It was me being lazy.
You know what?
It was me being lazy.
But good for you. You owned it.
Yeah.
And mind you, we've all been there at one time.
Well, my car's gotten hit several times. Yeah, you're exactly right. We've all experienced it at least once.
I would say that I'm the type to take it back, but... No, I would say out of 10 times, I forget twice or three times. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you know? So I learned my lesson that day, and you can bet.
Do you do it now?
I take it back now. Don't play. Know?
Well, here's the argument, though, on this one. Remember, they said in this little argument here on Instagram, moms. And here's the reason why. They say her argument is you shouldn't be expected to leave your kid alone in the car.
100.
To go take the cart back.
I get that.
So, I mean, if it's just you and your kid, you don't want to leave your kiddo. And so you just kind of maybe put the cart next to the side or something. And so this is where the, I guess, debate is going back and forth on this Instagram.
I'm not returning my shopping cart, and you can judge me all you want. I'm not getting my groceries into my car, getting my children into the car, and then leaving them in the car to go return the cart. So if you're going to give me a dirty look, off.
Oh, hang on! Wow, she went beyond
she
there.
She really doesn't care about your opinion.
She does.
But no, I mean, gosh, I'm a mom. I have three kids.
Yeah.
I have been in this exact situation countless times because you go, especially when they're really little, you strap them into their car seat.
Yeah.
And you, I literally have been in the parking lot like, do I leave? Do I bring this? Do I take that? You know?
If there's not another adult there to help you out, you're just like, dang it.
Yeah, and props to those grocery stores that a lot of times have people walking through the parking lot waiting for you.
Love
their
it.
Employees.
Don't you love it when they say, hey, you want me to take that for you?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Oh, I'm telling you, we love
you.
United Market Street, and they're good about
they do
that.
They do a lot of that.
They are excellent about that.
Yeah, so they're going back and forth, and other moms are saying, you know, she's got a point.
Yeah.
She got a little bit of a point there.
It's a very tough, quick thinking, in the moment kind of decision. It's like, and I've even done it before. You might see me, or when my kids were little, dashing through the parking lot, going and pushing it in the thing and running back to my ride.
Right.
Because you're right. You're leaving your children.
It's true.
I mean, it's a dangerous situation. It's
right.
a tough situation and a hard call to make at the end of the day.
What about the guy that gets on the shopping cart with one foot and
pushes and rolls through the parking lot?
Leo, like he's Superman.
Come get in the car,
Hang
Leo.
On, that's
Quit
me.
Playing.
That's me. I'm sorry.
I do. You're not a kid.
I feel like I'm a superhero.
Thank you.
Florida woman who lost her luggage while flying, who hasn't been there.
Ugh.
I think we all have, right?
What a headache. Yeah.
She's pretty much going to cause someone to lose their job because she was like, okay, where is my luggage? You know, you go to the baggage claim.
Right.
And you wait for that little conveyor belt to start.
And there it is going slower than molasses. And you're like, no, I'm just looking for my bags.
And then it never shows up.
Yeah.
And you're like,
been there, done that.
So then you go to the airline service counter. And you start the whole process of, can you find my bags?
Yeah, can you tell me where to go? They haven't come through, yada, yada.
Yeah, well, she went through the process and still no luck. But she then remembered that she had a tracking device.
She had an AirTag.
AirTag on her luggage.
Oh, genius.
Wait a minute now.
Yeah, I'm telling you, a lot more people these days are using those things for this very reason.
Yeah. So she was able to track down her suitcase, and where it was kind of shocking to her.
Mm-mm.
It was
I
at
know what you're gonna say.
It was at an airport employee's home.
Oh.
Wow!
I honestly thought you were gonna say it was standing next to the person telling her they didn't know where it was.
No.
Behind a counter. Okay, no, even worse.
Yeah.
Wow. 15 minutes from the airport. Because I said, how is Speedy move my suitcase there? The first things I remember the police told me is like, what are you doing here? This is so dangerous for you to be here. I think it's a group working in the airport. One person no can do that. They just take bus.
There you go.
She's
trying to explain basically that, look, I went there. Even the cops were like, that was kind of dangerous to go to this guy's house. But she's like, I tracked down my luggage. I wanted them. She called the cops, and they found multiple stolen bags from not just her, but from other people as well.
Oh, my gosh. So she actually helped a lot of people out.
Yeah, in a way she did. Now, you know, yes, it was a dangerous thing to do.
I mean, I would never advise to do that.
Right.
You're right. But she's not the first. I mean, in the last, I would say at least a year, because of these AirTags that become so popular, you hear stories like this where people track down their stuff and they're like, I'm going to confront this person.
I'm going to go get it. It's my stuff.
Wherever it is, I'm going to go there and find it. And if I have to knock on someone's door, so be it.
My underwear's there. I need to go grab luggage. Come on.
Girl, you know how expensive that curling iron was that's in that bag. I mean, yeah, more often than not. It's mostly because of like valuables.
Yeah.
I don't think someone would necessarily care about a few clothing items.
True.
You have the draws, but.
So now, they're investigating it. The airline is trying to investigate it too and see what's going on with some of the employees and whether they've been doing this and how long they've been doing this.
Oh, well, like you said, there were multiple. So, somebody need to lose their job.
Yeah, I think so.
Rebecca in the morning, B93.
The 432's Morning Show. Leo and Rebecca.
In the morning.
Only on B93.
Hola, it's Carmen, and keep your old gold-digging hands off of my rich uncle.
He's not trying to take my money, and I'm not trying to take his money. This is not
Benz,
going to
do you own any weapons? Because my uncle
what?
Likes to cheat, and so I want to make sure that you can't hurt him, because remember, we need his pension.
Excuse me?
Next on your world's famous Carmen's.
This loca. Don't give a damn. That's right. Time for Carmen Calls with Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Today, Carmen is concerned on who's dating her uncle.
Oh, she's got to protect her tío.
Yes.
Okay, I got you.
Hello?
Hola, my name is Carmen. Can I please speak to Kim?
This is her.
I'm your friend Neil's niece. I'm hearing, hi there. I'm hearing that the two of you are hooking up. Is that true?
It is true. We've been seeing each other for a little bit now.
Because Uncle Neil is the only uncle in the family with a job and a pension. And we ain't just going to let somebody come in and try to put their wrinkly hands all over it.
Okay, well, my hands are not wrinkly, and I'm just...
So then you are trying to go after his money then, see?
No, I'm not trying
No. So why are you trying to defend your hands and not your motives?
Because I don't like being...
Yeah, it sounds like your hands are wrinkly and have sticky fingers.
No, they are not. I have my own money. I have a job. I have
Oh, really? Oh, how much you make?
It's none of your business.
Well, then why are you bringing it up?
You, excuse me. But
and if you are rich, do you celebrate Christmas?
What does that have to do with anything?
Because if you're rich, I'm expecting a gift in December.
Okay, this is crazy.
Well, I'm just happy that you're not trying to steal his money and that he's trying to take yours.
He's not trying to take my money, and I'm not trying to take his money. This is not
Benz,
going to
do you own any weapons? Because my uncle
what?
Likes to cheat, and so I want to make sure that you can't hurt him. Because remember, we need his pension.
Excuse me, this is something we should not be talking about together. You have gone way over.
Oh, so that's a yes
over.
Then. That's a yes, and that's a good answer. Because
no,
anytime
that is
anyone
not a yes.
anytime
that is not
anyone
a yes.
asks me if I have a weapon, I point at my chest. And not because I use them as a weapon, but because I have a blade underneath one of them. Oh. Hello? Stupid.
This morning show got me going to Starbucks here in Midland, Odessa Lake.
May I take your order?
I'll take a grande decaf, mocha frappuccino with a double shot of Leo and Rebecca in the morning. Hello. Waking you up with the basin's number one for hip-hop and more. B93. Leo E. Time to give a shout-out. Leo and Rebecca with the birthday holla on the basin's number one for hip-hop, B93.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
All right, time for B93 birthday.
Holla.
You better holla at somebody. Who's having a big old birthday on this Wednesday, June the 5th?
Wow, celebrity-wise, who's celebrating?
Bum, bum, bum. Mike Fisher is 44. He was a hockey player. He retired. Oh, he's also married.
Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood.
Wow. I'm like, wait, why does his name ring a bell? You said hockey. I'm like, ding, ding.
Bam.
That's her man.
Pete Wentz is 45 years old today. Happy birthday. Mark Wahlberg is 53 years old.
Shut up.
What?
And wakes up, at 3 a.m. every morning to work out.
Dang.
He goes to bed at, 6 or 7.
Yeah.
I don't know, something, it's crazy. His schedule is crazy.
That is crazy. Wow. And, of course, remember him from back in the day, don't you? Mm. Mark and the Funky Bunch.
He's funky. Awesome. We'll always have Marky Mark.
Yeah, I'm 53 years old. So happy birthday.
Looks great.
Yeah, not mad. Kenny G playing clarinet? That little saxophone?
Yes. The ultimate sax player.
He is 68 years old. And Brian McKnight, 51, back at one.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I literally have heard of those two guys here within the last week. Matt. I've heard Brian McKnight's name mentioned and Kenny G.
There you go.
It's crazy. Now it's a
big
birthday.
If it's your birthday.
Big birthday shout to you. That's for sure.
All right, let's spin the morning game wheel here.
All right, let's go. Let's go. It's spinning. It is spinning on this. It's a hump day Wednesday morning, and it's landing on. Oh, okay. Who did it longer?
Who did it longer?
Leo and Rebecca. Oh. I mean, no, the Leo and Rebecca edition.
Okay. The Leo and Rebecca flashback edition as we count down to our final day, June 14th here on B93. All right, we got some, let's see here. Oh, yeah. Dominoes up for grabs and some synergy passes. I'm just saying.
Love it.
I'm just saying. Some real good stuff. Be caller 9 at 563.
Double 93.
Good. B93, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, hey, hey.
What's up, our friend? How are you?
I'm gonna miss you guys so bad.
Aww. We're gonna miss you. We're gonna miss you calling every morning with your, you know, awesome disposition. Yeah. You know, you always were really kind to us.
And you've always loved to play our games throughout the years. So, yeah, we're gonna miss you too. You know that?
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Well, let's do it one more time. All right, what are we doing here? Oh, we're doing the flashback edition. Of course, we're celebrating 23 years on the air. Our final day is a Friday, June 14th. So
we're playing Who Did It Longer?
Okay, Who Did It Longer? Here we go.
So you've got to think back to some of your favorite talk shows, be it daytime, late night, and let's see if you can guess here who did it longer. Oprah Winfrey. Was Oprah on the air longer, or have Leo and Rebecca been on the air longer?
Remember, we've done it for 23 years.
Yes.
So do you think Oprah's show was on for 23 years or more?
I'm going to go with you guys longer.
You think we did it longer?
You're saying Leo and Rebecca did it longer. You would be wrong.
Oh, how long did Oprah's show go?
But just barely. Oprah was on for 25 seasons.
Wow.
I think I would venture to say that she had like a big 25-year, you know, celebration.
A big celebration?
I'm leaving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, we almost made it to Oprah status.
We almost made it. Yep, you're right.
Dang it.
We're almost billionaires. I wish.
Thank you.
I want that Oprah money. All right, who did it longer? Leo and Rebecca or Ellen DeGeneres?
Oh, the Ellen show.
The
Ellen show on longer, or was our show longer?
That's the first one. I think you guys.
You say we did it longer.
Okay.
You know what? You would be right.
Oh!
Yes. Leo and Rebecca, 23 years. Ellen DeGeneres, 19.
She had 19 seasons?
19 seasons. Honestly, I thought it was longer for Ellen. I thought she was a little closer to Oprah. I'm not going to lie.
I would have thought
and
so.
And I'm a fan. I watched all her shows.
Wow.
All right. Who did it longer? You got to think about this one because there have been several since.
Uh-huh.
Regis Philbin and Kathy Lee.
Yes.
Or Leo and Rebecca. Who did it longer? Remember back in the day when Regis Philbin and Kathy Lee did their show?
Yes.
Leo and Kathy Lee.
Regis and Kathy.
You're going to say Regis and Kathy? You would be wrong.
Oh,
Regis and Kathy Lee were on the air for a very long time, 15 seasons.
Wow.
15 years doing the morning show.
That's nothing. We've been on for 23.
Thank you. Sure, they couldn't hang. And finally.
Final one.
I'm going to throw one late night at you. Jay Leno. Who remembers the Tonight Show with Jay Leno?
Wow.
Before my beloved Jimmy Fallon. Who did it longer, Leo and Rebecca or Jay?
I'm going to go with Jay.
You're going to go with Jay. And in this case, you would be wrong.
Wow.
Jay Leno. Okay, so Jay Leno did it for 21 years. But the first time, he did it for 17 years, and then he took a break. I didn't remember that. Did you?
I didn't know that.
He took somewhat of a break. Maybe someone came in, didn't work out, so they brought him back, and he did it for another 4 years.
Okay.
So 21 years
total.
Combined.
And we still beat him.
I'm mad at us. I'm not mad at us. Wow. We beat Ellen. We beat Regis and Kathy Lee. We beat Jay Leno. The only person we didn't beat was Big O.
Wow.
I'm mad.
That's what 23 years will do.
Yep.
It's insane. Well, you know what, bro? You did awesome. You got yourself some Domino's Pizza Plus. We'll throw in some passes to Synergy. Hey, thank you, and thank you for listening all these years.
You
we really
rock.
Appreciate it.
You've been
it.
With us for a long time.
20 years.
Thank you so much.
Love you.
Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, more headlines dropping on this Wednesday, June the 5th. What's trending about right now?
Trending now.
Well, Lady Gaga, and mind you, I hadn't heard these rumors, but apparently they've been swirling, has been going through some pregnancy. You know what? She does look like she's expecting.
Really?
Anyway, she's denying pregnancy rumors. And I'm telling you right now, up until like this morning, I was reading a story and I'm like, wait a minute, what? But she's saying she does not have a little bun in the oven. She's clearing the air. She hopped on TikTok yesterday to address all the speculation, which kicked into high gear after some paparazzi photos of her at her sister's wedding over the weekend were shopped to media outlets. And she does appear to have, you know, a little belly action going on.
Right, right.
But she says, not pregnant, just down, bad crying at the gym is what she said. But I am going to show you, Leo, the photo. And this was taken on the very last day of May.
Yeah, yeah.
And you tell me if you think Lady Gaga looks like she's expecting.
You know, the way that she's kind of
standing
and kind of leaning
like a
back.
Pooch.
I could see where that picture right there, you'd be like, well, what's going on here?
A little more, because Lady Gaga looks like she has a very petite frame anyway, very thin.
It's almost like she's showcasing it a little.
Yeah, and okay. It's like, well, I don't think you just ate a couple extra cheeseburgers,
no.
Which happens to us all.
I got you.
There is a difference between baby bump and just panza.
Thank you.
It from me.
Why are you looking at mine?
So I don't know, but she's denying it. She's denying it. I'm not going for it.
You're not going for
it? I'm not going for it. Google Lady Gaga.
Who is her partner?
Michael Polanski, I think is his name.
Okay.
This guy she's been dating for quite some time.
All right.
So she's had a partner.
All right.
They've been dating for a few years now, they say, and she is absolutely head over heels for him, but I don't know. She's expecting.
We'll see.
Trending now.
All right, so, okay, Leo, if I asked you right now, if you remember what Janet Jackson's outfit looked like from the If video,
yes.
Off the top of your head, because you and I are really good about videos.
I love it.
Remembering stuff like that.
I totally know it.
You tell me?
Yeah.
Which one is it?
It's like leather pants, a corset of some sort, kind of cool looking. It's black with some maybe bronze buttons on it, something like that.
Okay, very close, very good.
Okay.
I knew you wouldn't have a problem with it. It was like bones.
Okay.
So check this out. Kim Kardashian posted on her socials that she purchased this at auction, this outfit, for $25,000 from the If music video.
So this is the actual Janet Jackson wardrobe?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She showed off the custom suede crop top with bone detailing.
Okay.
And lace-up flared black pants. You're exactly right.
Gotcha.
Via her Instagram stories ahead of Janet Jackson's Together Again tour stop. I wonder if she went to the show and she wore this outfit.
Please do.
Okay, no. She did say it. She said, Can you guys? Can you guys tell where I'm going tonight?
Oh,
I bet you'll never guess.
Is she wore it?
She says, Kim looks amazing. Well,
nice.
Yeah, she just posted her midriff.
I got you.
Just kind of didn't even post her face, but she looks great. And then look, here's the video of Janet
wearing
it.
Yes.
And she says, for Janet Jackson's birthday, because I'm such a fan, I can't believe I won this outfit. I spent $25,000 at auction. And I bought it.
She's got it.
I'm telling you right now. And Janet replied, FYI, she says, thank you so much, Kim Kardashian. I hope If gives you as much pleasure as it did me.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
How cool is that?
That's awesome.
It just makes my little Janet Jackson loving heart so happy.
Yeah, we love some JJ.
So cool.
Just saying.
You know what's up. Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high performance car audio and more.
All states. That's 4-3-2 wake up right there. More. Leo and Rebecca in the morning is just minutes away. B93. Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Molly, thank you so much for joining us this morning. What's going on, girl?
So, oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
So, things with Dan, they were so good, and then he just disappeared on me.
Wow. I mean,
I know.
You're not ghosting me. No way.
Right? Me, okay?
Well, so what went down on the date? What happened?
So,
It was amazing. We met at the club, and I was there with my girls, and he was there with his friends, and we was dancing, and we could not get enough of each other. You know?
Oh, look at so, you! Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So things were really good.
Really good, you know. My friends were like, he is so hot, go for it. So I did, and so he came over for snacks.
Wait a minute now. Calm it down. So things heated up a little, yeah? A little?
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay. And then what happened? Did anything go wrong that you could think of or something pop up that was
I don't know. I mean, we left things kind of up in the air. So I just texted him the next afternoon. It was great dancing the night away with you. And then I reached out a few days later to check in, and he just never answered.
Wow. And that was it, huh?
I know. Wow. I know.
Okay. Well, you know, what we could do is try to reach out to Dan and see what is going on and why he kind of ghosted you, you know?
Yeah, that would be amazing, because it was really one of the best nights ever.
Wow. So. All right, Madi. We're going to do that next. Don't go nowhere, and we'll see what happens, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's Second Chance Date on B93.
Hello?
Yeah, looking for Dan.
Yeah, this is Dan. Who's this?
Hey, this is Leo and Rebecca's Second Chance Date, and we were calling to see if you remember your recent date with Madi.
Yeah, I remember Madi.
Yeah, well, she's kind of wondering what's up, because you didn't get back to her, and we were just wondering, you know, what happened, or, you know, why you didn't, you know, reach back out to her.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's an interesting one, Madi.
Yeah. I mean, what's the reasoning behind? She said y'all had a good time, no?
You really want me to get into this?
Yeah. Well, she wants some answers. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we had a good time. And, I mean, we got along really well, I'm not going to lie, until I learned about her dirty little secret.
Wow. Her dirty little secret?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was so dirty about it? You know, what do you mean?
I mean, it's just something really disgusting.
Well, I mean, you know, it can't be that bad. I mean, you know.
I mean, it's... Look... All right, I didn't want to get into it, but I'll tell you just real quick. She had, you know, the long kind of nails that girls stick onto their other nails or whatever?
Yeah, like the press-on nails or something?
Yeah. So we were hanging out at her place, and I noticed one of them came off.
And
it's just, I mean, it's kind of disgusting, but okay, it came off, and underneath... Her nail was disgusting. It was like broken and raggedy and like bloody and like moldy. I don't even know. It was nasty.
What are you talking about, man? I have perfect hygiene.
Okay.
Bro, for real? I'm so healthy.
Yeah, dude, Mighty's on the line, Dan. So.
Yeah, I got that. I got that now.
Yeah.
Why are you worried about a nail, bro? I had extras. I glued another one on after you left. My hands look amazing.
No, it's not about that. It's about what's underneath, and your actual nail was... Look, I'm sorry, but I can't unsee what I saw. Like, I'm not an expert, but I'm pretty sure girls clean and, like, you know, file whatever their nails before they put on the fake one.
Yeah, but in case of emergency, we all just put another one on, fix things later. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, okay, look, you got a lot going for you, Madi, and we had a real connection, but my first impression of you is always going to be that broken, dirty-ass nail.
Wow.
Wow. My second impression of you is that you're petty. And if anybody is gross, it's you.
There you go. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I think he's gone. Wow, Marty, that's insane. I mean, over a nail.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that's...
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's... No. I mean...
No.
That can't be it. You know what I'm saying? Come
no,
on.
That cannot be it. Mm-mm.
Wow.
No.
Like, oh, like you're the first person to ever put on a press-on nail, you know?
Yeah, and to ever break a nail, please. Please. Grow up. Grow up.
Wow. Okay. Well, look, things didn't work out, but at least now we know why, you know? And you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, you know what? I'll go get me a new set of nails and on to the next, right?
On to the next. Bye. Good luck.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Thank you, Marty. And hopefully at least we got some answers for you, okay?
Yeah, no, now I can put it to bed.
There
you know
go.
What I mean?
Yes.
But like not in a good way. I can put it to rest.
I got you. Hey, Marty, you've been a pleasure. Thank you so much, okay?
Thank you.
You got
Thank
it.
You. Bye.
Bye.